We are with Stephen Ellis, who is Press Freedom Advisor for IPI. He's now in Ankara. They are visiting Turkish officials, and there have been some meetings in Ankara. Mr. Ellis, how is the press freedom in Turkey? How does it look like from the outside?
From an outside perspective, we have some grave concerns about the current state of press freedom, media freedom in Turkey. We were here 2 years ago, IPI, as part of a press freedom mission to look into a number of troubling concerns at that point. Chief among them were the number of journalists in prison at the time, the economic pressure on owners, the amount of self-censorship. Since that time, things seem to have gotten worse a bit. Especially last year, we saw, in connection with the Gezi protests and other protests as well, a number of journalists were injured by police in what appeared to be cases of perhaps excessive force, maybe even police brutality. We've also seen a number of journalists fired in the wake of those protests, not only for reporting on the protests, but increasingly those who make a link between the vulnerability of media owners that have ownership of other businesses and the government's ability to use that vulnerability to buy up critical media and silence it, or otherwise pressure those owners to silence their employees, has led to a deterioration in the situation.
Now Turkey has new president, Mr. Erdogan. He became the president of Turkey Republic. So how do you expect Erdogan effects now in the literary new Turkey?
It depends on what path he decides to take. Our understanding is that the president, as the head of state, is not as involved with the day-to-day operations as the prime minister would be. We're hoping to meet with the prime minister tomorrow and share our concerns, and hopefully he will pledge to respect freedom of expression, respect freedom of the media. It depends, though, on whether Erdogan decides to act as presidents traditionally have in Turkey, sort of outside the realm of the political sphere, or if he intends to continue to exercise some influence on his former party mates.
After the Gezi protests, many journalists lost their job. Now, some newspaper also closed their Ankara offices. What do you think about some newspaper don't have capital city office in Turkey? This is a journalism. This is its true way in the journalism. What do you think about that?
Well, it's very unfortunate. We see a trend of less and less correspondence and bureaus actually in media around the world. Unfortunately, here in Turkey, it seems very problematic if the Turkish citizens aren't able to get a broad spectrum of information from the nation's capital, where a lot of the policies that affect their lives are being decided.
Some journalists, for example, Tuncay Özkan, Ahmet Şık, Mustafa Balbay, they released from prison. But now in Turkey, on the journalism pressure of the government, do you get some information about the pressure?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say that the government pressure is the only issue for the media. I think the economic situation of media itself is a continuing concern. And it's a very complicated picture because it's an interplay between government pressure, sometimes broad laws, including anti-terrorism laws, criminal laws, defamation or insult laws, and then the ownership interests of some media can be seen maybe to conflict with ownership interests in other industries, so that leaves them vulnerable, not necessarily to direct government pressure, but to indirect government pressure.
Do you see another indirect government pressure in Turkey, another way? For example, they now prepare the new law about the press. Learn about something about that?
That's not something that we have actually heard about so much in our discussions right now. Many of the people that we have talked to have focused on a number of recent developments that have actually already gone through. So changes to the internet law, allowing more wider surveillance without prior judicial oversight, and the continued presence of other laws that are fairly broad and vague. Some of them can be used by the government. Sometimes they're used by the broadcast regulator to fine television stations, and we've heard some complaints that those fines seem to be a bit arbitrary. And others are used by officials within the government, but not necessarily in their capacity as a government official, but because they believe that they were defamed or insulted, so they're turning to criminal law to punish those that they feel have disrespected them.
Also, you mentioned again internet law recently changed, government changed it. So how do you affect the new internet law in Turkey on journalism?
How do we view the effect?
They try to record every click on the internet now, and this is by government issue.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily a direct media freedom issue, but it has a strong impact on the public's ability to receive information adequately, and I think it might unfortunately have a chilling effect on the ability of people to seek out and receive information. When you know that your every move is being watched or recorded, you tend to self-censor in terms of what you would say, but also, unfortunately, what you're looking at. And that stops the flow of information. It stops the public discourse to a certain degree, and I think that's very unfortunate because more speech, more sharing of information is absolutely necessary in a democracy.
How do you get information from Constitution Court to support the continued press freedom, speech freedom in Turkey?
Well, one of the reasons, actually the main reason, that we wanted to meet with representatives of the Constitutional Court and talk to them was our concerns at what appears to be political pressure on the court. It's absolutely vital for democracy as well that there's an independent judiciary, that there are checks and balances within the government. And so we wanted to visit the court to let them know, one, that we support them in terms of standing up for freedom of expression.
Some Kurdish journalists continue in prison in Turkey. We call it KJK cases in Turkey. Also, do you planning about to get contact with Kurdish politicals or Kurdish journalists in Ankara?
Unfortunately, not here in Ankara. We were in touch with Kurdish journalists and representatives of Kurdish media outlets in Istanbul. And one of the things that we plan to address with the Justice Minister is the continued imprisonment of a number of journalists. Thankfully, there has been improvement on that front. The number of journalists is not nearly as high as it was in, say, 2012. But the fact that there are still a number of journalists in prison, there are claims that those journalists have been targeted because of their reporting and that they were not actually engaged in illegal activities. Those continue to be a concern. So we want to engage in a dialogue with the Justice Minister and ask for the Justice Ministry to take a look into those cases and ensure that any journalists who are imprisoned are only imprisoned because of strong evidence connecting them to illegal acts such as incitement to violence or actual support of terrorism rather than just reporting news.
Turkish government officials always say in Turkey freedom is really freedom and press, people really free. What do you think about this sentence? Do you agree with them?
Well, there is a degree of freedom in Turkey, definitely. It's not to the degree that it's a situation that we see like in Russia, for example. And there isn't so much direct government censorship, and also they aren't bringing as many criminal cases against journalists or imprisoning them as they have in the past. A number of people are free to speak out in theory. However, many people find that even if there isn't direct government pressure against them, if they do speak out, they're at the risk of losing their jobs. Their media owners are at the risk of losing contracts maybe in other businesses or advertising to support their media outlet. And so the end result is that while there is a degree of freedom, it's not full freedom, and unfortunately the Turkish public is disserved by that.
Thank you very much for answering our questions.
You're welcome.